Today's show is sponsored by Terry Wogan's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
This is the Technical Difficulties. We're playing Citation Needed. In front of me, I have an almost randomly selected Wikipedia article from everybody's favourite reliable source of knowledge, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding, and there's a special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah.
Good lord.
Good grief.
So today we are talking about the Counts of Andex.
The what? Sorry, the count. The Counts of
Counts
Andex.
Of
Andex. Oh, is that how they determine how many sheets there are on a roll of bog roll?
That's yes.
The, that's the Count of Andrex.
Oh, okay.
Of course, the Andrex company was had to buy Count Andrex of Bohemia.
One sheet, not enough. Two, not enough. Three, getting there. But we'll go for four, just in case.
You have to check in with them before you enter the toilet and gamble on how yeah. much you're going to need.
He stood outside, sliding them under the door, sheet by sheet.
What is sheet five worth to you? I have insatiable thirst for human blood.
If the thought of count with the count actually submitted to his basic non-counting instincts, wouldn't I?
Try to find virgin on Sesame Street. Impossible.
Bertanani, no hope there. I go to their house thinking 2-for-1 deal. No, things I see cannot be unseen.
One night, 3-for-1. Big bird, very small.
There was a lovely quote from the creators of Sesame Street when they were tired of commenting on the Bert and Ernie rumours, which was, they're puppets. They don't exist below the waist.
No, but they've got a man's fist up their arse.
Somewhere back in that rant, you did mention Bohemia. Does anyone know what Bohemia actually was?
It was Germany. An area of Germany, yeah.
Or what is now
or
Germany.
Austria, or sorry, one of the many states that coalesced into Germany over the 19th century.
It's modern-day Czech Republic.
There you go. Well, prisoner of Zender inspiration, basically, Bohemia, wasn't it?
Prisoner of Zender?
Yes. The novel, Ruritanian.
I know the name, but not much else, I'm afraid.
Big castles and big pointy hats and large tashes and big swords and all that.
So yes. What, they're large castles?
Yep.
I love a lady with a flying buttress.
Gentlemen, I am crenellated.
Good lord.
Repel all borders. Sorry, I'm doing Terry Wogan's castle defence. Repel
Terry,
all borders.
Terry Wogan's castle defence of the ship, I think you'll find, is repel all borders.
I think we've found the British version of Takeshi's castle.
Well, actually, no offence to T-Wogs himself, but he is too low a level. Takeshi Kitano, am I right?
Beat Takeshi.
Massive, huge movie star of Japan. Yeah. If you were doing it, it'd be Connery's castle.
Oh.
That's the level of Moore's Mansion or something like that is what you would be looking at.
Brosnan's bungalow.
Dalton's dormer. Doesn't quite work.
I've got Brosnan's bungalow. It's just been an alternative Saturday morning kids show.
Now we're going to look at some silly things outside. The thought of Roger Moore driving around in one of those little carts they have on Takeshi's castle spraying people with water while laughing in a military uniform.
That's what he does.
Yeah, but you'd have a big cocktail in the left hand.
Oh, okay. That's the greatest impression of anybody I've ever seen.
Roger Moore driving a car shooting water.
It was so good. I popped a button on my shirt, Gary. I was that stunned by it.
I think the idea is not that you have to like knock out the paper targets. By the way, if you haven't watched Takeshi's Castle, this whole section's lost on you.
Open the tab. Just good 5 minutes. Come back.
It's not that you have to shoot out the targets, it's that you have to knock his drink out of his hand or dilute it sufficiently.
No, surely it is. You have to hit something very close to the cocktail, but if you hit the cocktail, that's a death sentence.
Oh.
Hence why...
If you water it down, you get lightly maimed.
Ah, but he does cheat by having a cocktail umbrella.
That's what they're for.
The Counts of Andex, then, if I can drag this back to where we were. In northern Dalmatia.
Was it a bit spotty?
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know Dalmatia was actually a region, and I've only just put two and two together.
Yes, same with Alsace. Alsace is a region.
Yeah, Alsace,
Weimarana, Weimar. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. All these little places that came together to form Germany.
Yeah.
Sausage dough.
Well, Dalmatia...
Sausage dough.
Weirdly, it was a very short and fat region.
Which is where the sausage dog comes from.
I always said that fox hunting would be, if, instead of trying to ban it, just make them, I think it was actually a Monster Raving Loony Party idea, but it works, of make them replace beagles with sausage dogs.
Well,
sausage
dogs are hunting dogs just for burrowing animals.
Yeah, that's what I mean, a sausage dog chasing
also,
a fox.
Also, what's the proper name for a sausage dog?
Dachshund.
Dachshund, because it is. That'll be from the Dachshund region.
Yes.
Sausage dog.
Dalmatia is not actually in Germany, though. It's the kind of, you know, right ahead of Europe. Does anyone take a guess where that is
Austria.
Now?
Austria.
No, we're going a bit further east. We're also on the Adriatic Sea here.
Not on the Adriatic Sea, it's not. No.
We've had Croatia and it's not.
Point.
That. Oh, really?
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
Yeah, Czech Republic, not Croatia.
Yeah, absolutely right. So we are looking for some counts in northern Dalmatia. They actually went extinct shortly afterwards. So it was a complete...
Extinct? I'm sorry.
Were they Neanderthals?
They were shot and eaten for their meat by colonizers.
We're talking about dogs.
No, we're talking about the counts. They went extinct in the direct male line.
Because they didn't have any girls, basically, and they all married off, right?
Other way around. They didn't have any sons.
Oh, right, yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
We're in the 13th century. It's just declining just on the male line. That's changed in the UK in the last few years, just before the birth of
Prince George.
Thank you. I was about to call him Prince What's-Name, which is possibly treason.
Prince George.
Mm. Thing is, that is kings and queens of the country sorted until...
After our lifetime.
Yeah, the 22nd century.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Sort that out. That's what you call longevity. That's what you call a permanent institution. We've got... Oh, I don't know if it will be Charles or not. I've heard different... And then you've got... Well, you've obviously got William and then you've got him. So it's all blokes for the rest of our life now.
Unless we get a gun... No, sorry.
It's going to be a sausage-heavy monarchy.
It has been throughout history.
Default setting.
So I'm looking through, and there is just an enormous amount of genealogy and names and sort of intrigue in the court here. Does anyone want to take a guess at some proper sort of Bavarian names that could be in this?
Hans.
No Hans, strangely enough.
That's weird.
They were all named.
Probably why they died out.
Does that mean they were hands free?
Oh, yes. Point. No, I can't give you a point. It's
biscuits.
Not a
fact. Biscuits.
I've just realised that whenever I hit that button, I do this kind of thing with my legs. I'm not sure why.
Can we just get a freeze frame of that right now? You're going,
Ludwig.
Yeah, Ludwig's a good show, actually. Mm.
Nope.
Arnold.
John.
Arnold is exactly right. Point.
Arnold.
The very first one. Arnold, Count of Dijon, married to Gisela of Schweinfurt.
Nice.
Pigford?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yes. Yes. If anyone wants to take what the furt in that is, Schwein is definitely swine.
Is it river?
Not quite. You're very close.
Ford.
Ford. Point over there. Literally, Schweinfurt is where you
crossing.
You put the pigs through the river.
Pig crossing.
I love it. There's a German footballer called Schweinsteiger. I always love that. Pig farmer. Just, I love it when you do translate. My wife does that a little bit, you know, of translating foreign footballers' names. You go, pig farmer. And as soon as you got that in your head, you kind of call it pig farmer.
He's playing surprisingly well, considering he's been up since dawn. Well, they don't milk pigs, do they? So he probably doesn't need to be up at dawn.
No, we've missed the obvious one. We've missed Otto.
Oh, of
one of those. There's also Popo.
Nice.
Was cool.
He sounds like a children's clown.
Popo II, Margrave of Carniola.
Yes.
Carniola.
Yes. And thrice yes, please. And if he doesn't introduce himself like that every time, there is something wrong.
Probably doesn't introduce himself very much at all anymore.
If he didn't at the time. I am Margrave of Carniola. I would like some petrol.
I mean, we're talking about someone who died more than 900 years ago.
I would like some hay.
I am Margrave of Carniola.
Twix, please.
I was got this idea of motorway service stations on medieval hay tracks now.
Well, there would have been things like that. There would have been it would have been a staging place.
Yeah, it would have been a coaching inn. But I'm just having the idea that you pull off this slip road on this hay track. And this is this utterly uninterested person trying to flog you fish and chips that had been sat there for 10 hours.
You cannot get a Frankfurt from these people for look at the prices they charge.
I shall go over to ye manor of Ginster.
It is not warm, it is cold. These things should not be eaten in such a fashion.
But there be tax if we warm
but
them.
But there be tax if we warm them, sir.
Yes, fine, I know. Fine. I set the taxes.
Fine. I shall heat it cold anyway. I'm only on my way somewhere else.
I shall heat it on my horse's exhaust.
Oh. I just realised that essentially that passive tax thing is like a medieval tax. It's the, like the kind of thing you'd expect King John to set in a Robin Hood story.
Yes. The kid's Robin Hood story, of course. Obviously. Involved death, but one that does involve taxing pasties.
Yeah.
I just thought, I would have to pull over at a staging place. I have Sorry,
you're dropping into Wogan again here.
I can't help it. I have sold my breeches and I must take a quick call. These privies are cleaned twice a day. Please tell management if you find a problem.
There's an analog clock on the wall ticking around saying minutes since last.
I got that off one of those grabby machines. Just on a string.
Yeah.
You could never find a favour from these things.
No, it's just a peasant strung up by the feet. And you've only got so much rope to lower them down.
Get that one!
His grip is not strong enough. They are rigged. They are rigged. He has had some kind of disease, the child.
The bears are just massively weighted.
No, they're actual bears. Oh, I do not even want this.
I think we're riffing a Maid Marian and Merry Men sketch here. Right, okay, at the end of the show, Gary, congratulations, you win this one.
Yes!
Oh, I'd forgotten that.
I've forgotten he does that every time, doesn't he? You have won 2 hours racing around the coast, desperately trying to collect clams with the famous ballerina in Darcy Bustle's Muscle Hustle. So enjoy that. That's been Matt Gray. That's been Gary Brannan. That's been Chris Joel. I've been Tom Scott, and we'll see you next time. And that was our show. If you liked it, leave us a comment, or better yet, share it around to your friends. We're trying not to be too needy, but seriously, share it around. And there are more than 30 audio episodes of our Reverse Trivia podcast over at techdiff.co.uk.